Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello and welcome to Yogscast.
Welcome to YogPod. This week it's the infamous Tipsgate where Zephos and Honeydew ring up someone they've only ever talked to on the internet.
You're listening to the YogPod.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. I'm just calling to say that I love your radio show. I think you two do a very good job. You're very funny. And I like listening to you on my way to work on my iPod.
Thanks, man. It's good to hear from, you know, a listener to the show. So, is there anyone you'd like to, you know, shout out to or anything like that while we're here?
I'd like to do a shout out to my homie Yoimitsu from the is that possible to do?
Yeah, we'll get that right out for you, mate. Thanks for calling in. Well, good.
Are you recording this on vent?
I might be.
All right. So you actually had the capacity to do this?
Possibly.
Wow. This is amazing. We're through the looking glass here.
This is great. How's it going?
It's all right. It's all right, mate. It's all right. You know, just sat here on the phone, you know. I finished my cup of coffee. I've eaten 7 Jaffa cakes.
7?
5 left. Because you get 12 in a pack. So I was able to, you know, through a process of elimination, because I have 5 left, I was able to determine that I have actually eaten 7.
Out of interest, how do you know that there's like 12 in a pack?
Because there's always 12 in a pack.
Are you talking about a tube of Jaffa Cakes?
Yes.
How do you know there's 12, though, without getting them all out to begin with?
There's always 12 in a pack. Since time immemorial, when the first Jaffa Cake crawled out of the sea and took its first steps on land.
Its first orangey, chocolatey step.
Yes.
Into someone's mouth.
His brethren, whereupon it was packaged into a thin, plastic, see-through cylinder of orange tone.
It's not see-through. It's like, it's opaque.
It is. It's like see-through.
I've got like a Jaffa Cake tube here.
I'm not talking about the cardboard tube. I'm talking about the plastic that the Jaffa Cakes go in before the plastic with the Jaffa Cakes in goes into the cardboard box. Okay? Just so that there's no confusion over this. I just wanted to be absolutely clear. 12.
When,
like the apostle.
Does it say 12 on it, or did you have to count them at some point, and then you remembered the number?
Well, there's always 12. Well, I can look at 12 of an object and tell that there's 12.
So do you get them all out of the tube, and then put them all back in?
Visible by so many things, that you look at it and you see 12.
Oh, so like one time you ate like 6, and then you ate another 6, so then you knew there was 12 in there.
Yes, there's 12. There's always 12. It's a good number.
How many V&S are there in a packet of V&S?
Oh, I'm not even sure. I haven't had any in ages.
How many Jammy Dodgers are there in a packet of Jammy Dodgers?
I don't know. Well, I'm very familiar with Jaffa Cakes because they've been on offer at the Co-op. So I have been... I mean, typically I've been having like a salad for dinner and then Jaffa Cakes. So So I think the one balances the other.
What, for like dessert?
It's a nice salad, actually. Warm chicken with apple. On a massive amount of lettuce. Very nice.
Sounds very healthy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is healthy until you factor in the Jaffa cakes afterwards. And then it's not quite so good. Also, the Ginster slices that I bought, because they were on offer at the Co-op as well, probably isn't so
good. Oh, my God. Ginster slices. Jesus, I mean, that's the equivalent of, like, a pie. So you basically have salad and then a pie, and then a half a pack of Jaffa cakes.
Jesus. They're like a pie that someone sat on, essentially, aren't they?
Eighth asks, why are you on the phone, Honeydew?
Yeah, I'm a great fan of the Yogcast, and I've got on a different voice, so it sounds like someone else is doing it, or do I just sound that?
Sound like put on your best proletariat accent you can.
Hello, me Swan, me very happy with your cast, me think very nice. How's that?
I don't know whether it was more of the problem of being racist or just the awful accent. You sounded like Ting Tong from Little Britain.
It may come across as slightly racist. That's my worry.
I think we do need to be a little bit careful, I think, with that.
I think we not only cross the line, we cross the line and then shout on it.
Can we have you back on Ventrilo now? Because, to be honest, this is getting a bit ridiculous. Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Thank you for letting me on the show.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Say hi to Simon for me.
Who?
Simon, Honeydew.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell him you said hi. Who are you again?
Okay. I'm Simon.
Oh, okay.
You'll know who I am.
Oh, right. Good. Okay, bye then. Bye.
You hang up. No, you
also,
hang
why
up.
Am I talking to Honeydew when he can
no,
hear
hang
us?
Up.
We
no,
can.
You
Hello? I'm not sure whether that was usable. It was rather amusing.
I mean, it's good that fans can actually contact the Yogscast.
That sounds like it'd be more of a curse than a blessing. Do you really want your YouTube fanbase calling you in? After taking hours of a day. Tell you how much they love the show.
They'd have to call your personal mobile phone number as well, which they can contact any time.
Oh dear. Well,
I mean, can you imagine you're in like an important news conference with the guy who does the periodic table of elements videos on YouTube, the guy with the mad hair.
Oh yeah,
and you're about to ask him like this really well prepared question, which you think will reveal the secrets of the periodic table of elements. And right. Just as you're about to ask it, your phone rings, and it's Yoimitsu, who wants to say hi to you. And he phones up and he goes, "Hi!" Like that. So loud.
And
that
just like that, you miss right. out on a Nobel Prize, and
yesterday.
Your career's in ruins. And yeah, it's all because of Yoimitsu.
You're listening to the Yog Pod.
Hello.
And I was just checking to see the quality of that audio. Pretty crap.
Yeah, I thought it would be a bit.
So is it on the cutting room floor then?
No!
I don't know whether we can salvage much out of that conversation. It was a bit random.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just threw questions at me, and I just horribly rambled.
I'll tell you what I could do. I could ring Sips.
Damn it! Nobody wants to hear from Sips. Make sure you tell him that you're recording this.
He's not answering.
Litigation might be involved.
It is 11:04, he's probably in bed. If I wake him up, that'll be quite funny.
Hello?
Hey Sips, it's Zephyrs. How you doing?
Oh, hey.
You're live on Yogscast.
Oh, nice.
Don't swear. How's it going?
You're live on Yogscast. Please don't say fuck or bugger.
We haven't woken you up, have we?
No.
I know it's quite late, and you're supposed to be going to bed, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just calling to say, you know, hi. How's it going?
Hi.
You're our web designer.
Yeah.
This is so fucking awkward.
This is the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah, this is great.
So you're on speaker.
Cut your losses. Intro. Cut your losses.
And honey,
hang up on him.
Okay, I'm going. Bye, Zips. Bye. Oh god, that was horrible.
Nice handling, Zephyrs.
Poor Sips. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He caught him off guard. He didn't like it.
Does that anything to that conversation, right, apart from you pissing yourself with laughter?
I didn't have any questions
material
prepared. And Yogi cracking up just made me fuck up big style.
That's it. Your career is in tatters.
Oh man.
You should have warned him. You should have texted him and say, I'm gonna call you. Oh.
Let's call him back.
No! God, no!
Why not? This is gold.
This is harassment. 12
minutes past 11.
This is harassment. He'll put, a restraining order against you.
He's not answering, how is he?
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I think this is basically the end of your friendship with Sips. It's just over. He's gonna block your number. I assume that's possible to do. I don't know. If you phone him again, right, you should ask that question from 4chan and GBS. You know, that
which
how come
that?
We haven't had sex yet? Just say that as the first thing you say to him.
Okay.
How come we haven't had sex yet?
Let's try him again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is pretty... It's not answering, I'm with you.
Hello?
Hi Sips, how's it going? How come we haven't had sex yet?
Ask him.
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
Right.
But, yeah, why do you keep phoning me? That's kind of weird.
What do you mean it's not weird? I don't think it's weird at all.
It is pretty weird.
It's, what, you're my friend. I'm calling you.
Why? No, but I can just talk to you in a computer game. You don't need to phone me.
Do you regret giving me your number now?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
A lot.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much?
I don't know. Which one is worth the most?
If you had to give it some stars out of 15 stars...
Apologise and hang up. Apologise and hang up.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Jesus,
I'm sorry. I'm hanging up. Oh, there we are.
Oh. I cannot believe
he's really
that you
angry,
did that.
Zephyrs.
I hope this is decent quality to you, because
we're making
otherwise
it worse.
You've just
we're
done
making
this
it
for
worse.
Nothing.
Let's try again.
Don't call him. Do not call him. Do
you
not fucking
mental.
Call him.
He is really angry.
Do not call him.
Really, he is really angry.
Seriously.
I'm going to apologise.
Don't call him. Seth, don't call him. Please. Do not call him. Please, please do not call him.
I'm calling him again. I'm just going to apologise. He's not answering now.
Oh my god. This is like the Jonathan Ross, Russell Brand thing all over again. At least you didn't say that you fucked his wife or something. Instead, you just asked him why you haven't had sex yet. Oh, that was so awkward. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you called him up again.
I guess we kind of crossed the line here. The thing is, there's a slight difference between talking to someone on the phone and talking to them on Ventrilo, isn't there?
Yeah. Phone is like IRL. Ventrilo's game.
Make sure you've saved this, okay? Because I don't want you to lose this after you've gone through this and you've basically ruined Sips's life.
I don't think I've ruined Sips's life. I've just rung him up a few times at like 11:30.
He's never going to trust anyone ever again.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a conversation he's having with his wife right now? No, oh, who's that, darling?
No.
Oh, it's just some guy from the internet.
Do you reckon she's like thinks he's having an affair or something?
Well, I don't know how loud Sips has his volume, but I mean, if she heard you say, "Why haven't we had sex yet?" she might be a little bit suspicious.
Oh goodness me! Maybe if I can you imagine if I was on speaker to her house, his house. I don't know if he lives in a house. Thing is, Sips only gave me his phone number because I was supposed to use it to text him. If there were problems with the website or something. It's like an emergency number.
It's like, do not ever call me. Just text me.
Yeah.
And don't call.
It took a lot of effort to get his number. I had to, carefully ask him. Oh, who else's number have I got on here? I've got someone else, actually. Hang on.
You're listening to the Yog Pod.
Oh god. You fucking bastards. Lewis?
Oh shit.
Lewis?
Raging! You're right, man.
We felt bad for ringing you up,
you know, unsolicited. And so we had to ring back and try and make it up. But you're right, man. I didn't want to disturb you. I thought you might have gone to bed.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. But I think I'm okay with it now.
We've got over the initial shock of...
I don't feel so dirty anymore. I mean, at the time. Jeez.
We've got a surprise caller on the Yogscast. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Don't phone me again.
I'm not going to phone you. It's fine.
If my phone starts ringing, honestly...
tension. The tension I'm building as I retardedly type these numbers into my phone is palpable. Guess who this is going to be, guys? You'll never guess. Have a guess. Go on.
It's going to be Beska. It's got to be Beska.
Lamadia.
It's not going to be Beska, is it? I don't even know Beska's number.
Sips, do you have Beska's number?
Doesn't everyone have Beska's phone number?
Then we should call Beska.
Hello.
You're live on the Yogscast, don't swear. How's it going?
It's pretty good. Why are you calling me on the Yogscast at 20 to midnight?
Hey, it's Pearson, everyone.
It's Pearson.
What?
Can you not hear him very well?
No, I can't hear at all.
Okay. Well, no, you can't hear them, can you? I'm calling you on my mobile. I'm just broadcasting over vent. How's it going, Pearson?
Hey, guys.
Well, you moved to server, didn't you, for the mount and
yes,
the title?
I traveled across deep oceans and vast chasms to reach Turka.
So we're going to do a Yogscast about that when you come back, probably. And that'll be good.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
How's it going, Pearson?
On Turka?
Well, no, just in general.
In general, it's gone pretty good, except as these guys just keep calling me up to be on their stupid internet webcast thing.
Who else has called you up?
It's you, I'm talking about you.
Your phone appeared to be busted before. Is that, like, a common... Do you get many people ringing you up, usually?
No.
No.
Well, here we go.
What, am I not
where it gets awkward. Yeah, hey, you know me from the internet. So.
Okay. Right, well, there we are. Thanks, Pearson. I don't think I can take...
No problem. I'm glad I could help with your thing.
You're welcome. Okay, bye, Pearson.
Bye.
Bye, that was cool, man. That was cool. There was nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
I just cannot believe it.
That's all for the Yogpod. Tune in next week. Mwah.